whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Hey, Rock Antenna listeners, I'm Jule and I'm here with Royal Republic, with Adam and Jonas. So, yeah, it's nice that you're here tonight, or today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a funny story at the beginning to tell because, yeah, you had your release on Rock'n'Park.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and I was there, standing there with my little sign, happy release on it. And it was funny because Per pointed at me at the end, threw his stick, and it was like not far enough. So I was heartbroken. And I asked myself if you're all that bad at throwing. Did you have to school?
Pi is generally the most bad at everything in the band. But I mean, it's good that he didn't hit you. I mean, this way only your heart was broken. It could have been the face, you know?
Once he broke a chandelier somewhere in here in Germany, he threw out his skin and just like, oh yeah.
Okay, so it's not, he's like clumsy a little bit.
Pi is a little clumsy, yeah. Okay.
That's why he has so many drums. So he can always hit something.
We love you, Per.
Yeah, I hope people do better tonight, maybe. I will be there with my sign. Okay, so you are right on tour right now. How is it going?
I think it's going very, very well at the moment. We're playing, you know, our biggest shows in our career everywhere we go, which is really, really cool. We have an album that we're very happy with. It feels a lot, feels very, very good to play in front of an audience. And we're trying this different setup where we're not going on tour for, you know, 4 weeks straight, but we're only flying out to do weekends. So we do like 3 days and then we go home, rest up, go back fresh for another three or two shows. So far it feels really cool, I think, for us and the audience, yeah.
Nice. And the album's also, yeah, the audience likes it.
Seems like it. We're playing a lot of new tracks in the set.
We're testing the audience for sure. It's one.
But yeah, no, people seem to dig it. Okay. Even the critics dig it.
So you stay with the same set list every night or do you change it as well?
We have like one main set which we kind of, you know, that's the show. And then we have these double nights, like management named it, like double trouble ticket. So we have a, you know, a couple of changes for that, which we have two more of Amsterdam. We're doing Hamburg as well. Apart from that, we kind of stick to the set, but then it's always a bit different because you never know what kind of night you're going to get with people. And we really try to, you know, play the room we're in and not just stick to the whole routine, like every time. Mm-hmm. So
we already talked about Love Cup. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, but I have one question left for that, because what was different due to the songwriting? Because there was one song that is basically your first rock ballad. So Laser Love, mm-hmm. Called it like that. Was anything different at the songwriting process this time?
I think we're very much more like we're befriending the songwriting process. Over the last couple of years, we've been doing that. Because for a long time, we thought that we were doing something wrong. Because like writing songs was just the fucking hardest thing in the world for us. And it's not like, you know, I do lyrics and Pa does drums and Jonas does bass, but we all write. You know, everybody writes full songs and demos. And then we kind of send them around and we give our 10 cents here and there. I was producing this album, so, you know, I would take something and say, I really like this, and I like that, can we keep working on? This song was no different, really. We just felt like it was the right time. I remember we talked about the idea of just saying, let's do like a Michael Bolton full-on, like fully flourished fucking ballad for this one. And then Paz said, I had this song called Laser Love. I was like, oh, that's perfect. I hadn't even heard it yet. I was just Laser Love. And then it was terrible because I went home and started writing a song called Laser Love without even having heard his. So there was, for a little while, there was two existing, but, you know, I hadn't heard his and he hadn't heard mine. But then I heard Paz's version, which is largely the song that it is today, you know, with amazing lyrics and really great melodies. And I put my production on it, my expression and my thing. And there was like a team effort.
Yeah.
As with everything that we do. And I think that is that is the end result. That is what you hear now. And I think we're at a place where we sound more like us than we ever have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So you say that you also come home between the shows.
Yeah.
But when will you come home? Before Christmas. And do you have any rituals to celebrate your Christmas?
We will be home on the 22nd of December. 2 days before Jesus.
2 days before Jesus. Yeah, on the 24th. What, he came home on the 24th?
No, he was born.
Kind of, yeah, okay. I don't even know. Or was he dead? No, the Easter is the dying thing. I'm not sure at this point.
That's Midsummer. I'm kidding. I think.
Is those swap?
No, if we have the Christmas rituals. Well, in our family, we have this little thing about a tiny little nisse. What do you call that?
It's a little tiny fucking Santa
moves in.
It's not like Santa. It's not like a beard Santa. Elf. Like the elves.
Elf. Right. Yeah, elf. Of course. With a tiny door and it leaves presents for the kids. And they love it. And for us parents, it's just like, you always one day ahead, like, what are we going to do tonight? Like, yeah, it was like, yeah. Sometimes, like, yeah, the elf slept in and didn't do anything. So, but Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I think this Christmas is going to be rough at home. Because, like, my eldest kid is probably at the age now where, like, there is no Santa. Santa is not real. It was Grandpa all along with a...
So, it will be not that nice.
Nah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be good. It's always good to kind of end wrap up the year at home with family. We do with like a hometown show or my hometown. Our hometown.
I know. Yeah, I just moved there.
It always feels good like coming home at the end of the year. Some bands like tour all the way over Christmas into New Year's and stuff. And, you know, do New Year's shows in Tokyo and shit like that. Never.
No.
Okay, because it's also kind of important to you to be at home.
Yeah.
On Christmas and...
I think it's, yeah, the people that work with us and around us have had to deal with the fact that, you know, there was always, I remember pretty clearly, I think the cutting point was like when we started talking about doing the US.
Yeah.
And we had this one call in particular with everybody and we were kind of fighting. They were struggling and we were struggling because they wanted us to do a bunch of stuff that we didn't really want to commit to. And they said this one line, which is like, look, Adam, like brass tacks. We just want to know that you will do whatever it takes to make it big in America. And I was like, no, we're not going to do whatever it takes. But like this, because there really is, you know, there is home life and there's tour life. You know, there's band life and there's regular life. And I don't think any of us have, you know, will put one in front of the other. So it's this really difficult balance that you have to, you know, look after all the time.
Okay. We have like certain Christmas meals that are like usual. Do you have something as well in Sweden?
Of course, meatballs.
But yeah, that's like a year around. It's like midsummer, meatballs. Easter, meatballs. Christmas, meatballs.
I would say the ham is Christmas.
It's the same fucking ham. We just call it Christmas ham. It's like the same pigs.
Yeah, we put some breadcrumbs on it. That's about it, like Christmas.
Okay, so tonight you're playing here in Munich. I have the pleasure to be there as well. What will you?
It's going to be good. You get the good band like day one. Berlin is going to suck on Saturday.
So what can we look forward to? Kind of, is there any special thing that you do with the show? Or?
I wouldn't tell you, would I? No, we're going to throw a drum together. Maybe you should bring a bigger size.
Yeah, maybe.
Like a dartboard. Painted like a dartboard.
Now, we got really heavy drumsticks on this tour, so it should fly like a long way.
Yeah.
No, I think you're getting a very energetic Royal Republic, but also a very, like, I think our aim is better now. Because it used to be like, there is so much, just like, need to get it out. I think the aim is better. I think the show is really good. It's a kind of a new thing for us because we don't have a single guitar amp on stage anymore. It's all built around kind of light. So it's light, you know, behind us, there's light in the guitar, there's light in the drum kit, there's light all over the place,
yes.
Which is really, really cool. I think it really adds to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, it's pretty raw. It's the four of us. Most people know that by now. So, and they still keep coming back in greater numbers. So, yeah. You're getting a happy, healthy World Republic tonight.
I'm looking forward to it. So
semi-healthy.
Okay. Do you want to say something that is on your heart or?
On my heart, no. as always, fucking thank you for listening, for requesting, and for spinning our music, for getting down to our shows, and for buying our t-shirts and stuff like that. It's a really cool time to be in our band right now, because things are good in pretty much every direction. So thanks a lot. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep being awesome. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Whole lot of talk, the interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.